Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, you are watching and listening to VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network across the nation and across the world. I want to give a big shout out and hello to all of our listeners out there. God is doing some great things. He's revealing to us. He says, if you'll listen to me, if you respond to my rebuke, I will share with you my secrets. That's what he says. But if you don't listen to me, he says, I'll laugh at your disaster. Mm. Proverbs chapter 1, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, hey, let's listen. Let's listen. This is a terrible country to waste. There used to be a whole thing, a commercial that said, this is a mine is a terrible thing to waste. Yeah. This is a terrible, terrible nation to waste. We don't need to waste this thing. Mm-mm. And we don't need to waste the city of New York. You know, we need to say, God, help us redeem the city by your grace. Mm. Everything that David Wilkerson preached in that city with Times Square Church, you know, all those words over the city, all the prayer over the city. Listen, God could turn it around. But even so, this is what God's saying to us. And we're sharing, we're asking the question today. And we've been doing it in four programs back to back. And you can find out more about all the details if you're just hearing this one segment on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. And there's several parts to it. But you need to hear the question we're asking, is New York City the Babylon spoken about in Revelation chapter 18? And is there any other city on the face of the earth that fits this criteria? And the answer we're finding out so far is no, this New York City fits everything, all the way down to the kings, all the way down to the everything. And it's like, okay, you can project and deflect and say, oh, no, it's a future city. And it's like, okay, we can say this. If, in fact, it's not the Babylon spoken of in Revelation 18, how much more will God deal with a city like that? Because if he dealt with Jericho, he dealt with Nineveh, he dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah, he dealt with these different aspects of it. And then we talked, you got to hear everything, because if you hear us in context, that's where all your media is coming from, your music is coming from. Musicians, Juilliard, all this drama and theater and nations coming in and kings coming in and buying off leaders and all that stuff's happening out of New York. Merchants and factories and slavery, where we're enslaving other nations to make our products. And while we're actually yelling at our founding fathers in our history that did the very same thing, it's like, it's all wrong. It was wrong then, and it's wrong now. And so we're picking up from right there, just looking at Revelation chapter 18. We're almost, because we're going to share with you some dreams and some visions that God has given us, and also one from David Wilkerson, who had a church, and still the church is still there, but I believe the Lord took him on to spare him from him having to see the thing that he prophesied about for years was what's going to happen to New York City. And you're going to hear them. And we're also, it's just going to sink into your spirit. This is going to be a moment for you. And if you are Jonah, if you haven't heard I Am Jonah, you need to listen to it. Because this is if you say you're a Christian, you know God, and you live near or on that city, you could be telling everybody right now.
Yeah.
And this thing can stop. This thing could totally stop. Or if they don't listen, you need to pack up and move on. And there is life outside of the city. Mm. True. There's life outside the city. But then let's pick up right here. He says in Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, when he said, the light of the lamp will never shine again. The voice of the bridegroom and the bride will never be heard in her again. You have to understand, we just read in the last program, because he's destroyed. God has destroyed this particular city. Then he says this, your merchants were the great men. The merchants were the world's great men. Let me say that again. The merchants of the world were the world's great men. You can hear that. Their merchants, your merchants, New York City, your merchants were the world's great men. I mean, how many of these, there's so many great merchants there. I mean, great meaning in the words that not godly great, but just great in the fact of, you know, the Donald Trumps and the ones that are there that people, they look and they admire the wealth that they gain through their marketing concepts, their merchandising concepts of things. And it's known for that. And your merchants were the world's great men. So people say, oh my goodness, this is somebody from New York City. This is their business. You know what I'm saying? They will look and says, and so he's saying, hey, this is, I dealt with a city and you got you're the great, you're not going to be great no more. I mean, you think about what was the stockbroker that took everybody in?
Madoff.
It's going to be, look, Madoff went from deception to reality overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to happen because that deception is no different than you running your business, knowing that that customer don't have any money, sucking them dry from every dime they have, selling them a product that sucks somebody's life away in another country just so you can have some bottom line figure. I mean, God sees this. He sees the things of the widow in your house. He sees the furniture. He sees the gain that you got that's ill-gotten. He just sees it. And so you can't, even though men may have not seen you do that, God saw you do that. So you have to begin to say, you know what? I'm not going to do business that way no more. You know, God forgive me for that and begin to restructure things. And then he says, and finishing this up in Revelation 18, verse 23, latter part, he says, by your magic spell, New York, by your magic spell, Babylon, all the nations were led astray. Which I think is so interesting about our enemy is Menemese, but in regards to radical Islam, is they're kind of right in regards to that our fruit.
Mm-hmm.
They're not right in the grudge to their beliefs. But the problem is, they're right in saying, yeah, all kinds of debauchery is coming out of here.
Yeah,
we are sending out all this pornography around the world. Yes, we are, you know, part of the sex slave trafficking going on. Yes, we are making people drunk on our riches. Yes, we are. You can't say, it's like, okay. I mean, their answer is not right.
Yeah.
Their answer is not right. But the problem is, you can't argue with them and say, that's not true. You can't with American gospel today, you can. Because nobody understands, that's not right. That's not right. That's sin. We have to go, God, forgive us. God, you know, we've sinned against you and we sinned against others. And so it's like God's using them as a sword against us to discipline us. Been done over and over and over. When I'm fastening a storm against you, when I'm fastening a sword against you, if my watchman, Ezekiel 33, stands on the wall and warns you and you respond, I'll stop it. So understand, I mean, what religion out there that represents a sword more than Islam? And look at it. And it's like, it doesn't have one over on God. It's just that we're in rebellion to God. We got to straighten up and get right with God. And God will deal with his enemies. God will deal with them. Look how he's dealing with Babylon here. And then finally he says this. Finally he says, in her was found the blood of prophets and of the saints, and of all who have been killed on the earth. In her was found the blood of the people. I mean, think about it, that the blood of David Wilkerson was shed in that city when he was beat by the spirit of the land, when Nikki Cruz was in the gang, and he preached the love of God to Nikki. And Nikki, they'll just beat him to a pulp. And he just bled on the streets. But you know what he did? He came back. You can read about it in The Cross and the Switchblade, by the way. And he preached the gospel. He came actually where the VFN Dream Center is at, and the VFN TV studios, the city of Pensacola, Florida, before he went to start that church in Times Square. Don and I went to hear him speak at it was an auditorium back then. And hearing the vision that he had cast for going there just as a word, as a rim of word, it was amazing. And we're going to share with you the word that God gave him of the city. He first showed up for years and warned in love and passion and in anguish. He cried out for you. God, through David Wilkerson and many others, cried out for you, New York. But you didn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
He sang a song. You didn't dance. You know, he sang a dirge, you didn't cry, and you know, these things were going on. I mean, God's speaking, you're not even paying attention to what God is saying. So you can't say, well, God didn't tell us. The whole world knows that David was there, amongst all the others. When you hear what the Lord said through David, you're going to hear it today's program, four programs back to back, that it's amazing. So we're going to get to talk about some of the things that God has shown us about the city. We already shared some of them. But one, the Lord showed me the city. The city was on lockdown. He showed me New York City on lockdown. And he showed me, like, the doors were being barred, like, you know, which is pretty typical anyway, you know, bars going, but these significant locked on both sides. And then how somehow the military got involved in it. I'm talking about scrambled eggs on their collar. And for those who are not in the military, it means the highest ranking military that's out there got involved. It was more like the Navy because it was a Navy type uniform, you know, admiral, whatever. And all of a sudden the mayor takes over and the mayor begins to handle things and pushes the military aside. And of course, constitutionally, that's correct, that the military should not be over citizens. But in that, also, the Lord showed me some reason the Catholic Church, the priests in the Catholic Church were marching in ranks down on the shoulder of a road, just marching down. I don't know. I didn't know what that meant at the time. I said, really, I don't. And maybe you could pray about this. But there were like maybe 4 or 5 wide, 10 wide, and big, long line of priests, Catholic priests, and they're marching down the shoulder of a road, like a dirt side of the road, grassy side of the road. And there's a grave in front of them. On the side of the road, and they march right over top of the grave. It doesn't even, it's not holy to them. It doesn't even, it just doesn't even phase. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my goodness, you think about the Malachi prophecies and all the things that we've talked about and how all of a sudden this end time is like, what's going on? The first thing, and God loves Muslims, God loves Catholics, and God loves charismatics, you know, right? Charismatic goes, I know. Anyway, so, but there's only one way to God, through his son, Jesus Christ. And but in the Malachi prophecies that we talked about, and you could see it's related that this particular pope was supposedly, according to the Malachi prophecy, is the last pope that there will be. They'll be there in this time of ushering things in. And you go, whatever, you know, we'll talk about it. We'll share the prophecies. But, you know, God will have to prove it out. And it's like the first thing this pope did was go pray with a Muslim leader. You have to understand, the Quran says that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. And so to believe in the Prophet Muhammad and say he's right is to be denying Jesus Christ. That's why Pastor Assad is in jail. Mm-hmm. That happened in our faces. And now he makes the cover of Time magazine as the number one man. And it's like, we're just so, the warning shots are being fired everywhere, for everybody. I was like, my goodness. We got to pay attention. You know, pray for the Pope. Pray for Catholics. Pray for Muslims. Pray for everybody that God would, they would hear God's voice and they would be saved. But know this: that's a huge sign of that Malachi prophecy. I mean, who would have thunk that? In the way that transition, men's hands were all over this transition, unlike any other transitions of the Pope, because the Benedict, the way he stepped down, you hear all the details. He stepped down in a way that assured his successor. Mm-hmm. That doesn't normally happen. Normally, your dad.
Never happened.
Your dad. That doesn't get us. You can hear about that. We got the Malachi prophecies, but we're talking. This is the day and the age that you're living in. We're going to begin to share with you other dreams and visions. One about New York City, from Marjane, as she shared about how God showed her the city in ruins. Also, David Wilkerson's words, but tidal waves that are coming in and bringing great destruction, which represents the sea of humanity. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Relationships can unravel amid conflict and bitterness and hurtful words. With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Here's psychologist Dr. David Clark offering his perspectives on why we so often fall short in our relationships.
We see 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, love doesn't keep a record of wrongs. No one can do that without God's help. It's impossible. Ephesians 5, try Ephesians 5, where you love your wife as Christ loved the church and as you love your own body. Humanly speaking, can't do it. I tried for some years to do it on my own. I simply couldn't get it done. That was part of our journey of Sandy and I finding the spiritual bond. All of a sudden, I'm not loving Sandy. God's loving Sandy through me. Hey, that works like a charm. I can do that.
Your marriage isn't all about you trying to love your spouse. It's really a matter of God loving your spouse through you. And you'll find additional insights and trusted resources to help you do that at FocusOnTheFamily.com/marriage.
VFM Dream Center. You think about it. There was a day that God gave Joseph a dream, and he began to share it, and of course, et cetera, abuse, and things that were going on. But understand this, there came a day
when suddenly he began to speak and the dream came to pass. And I just want to encourage you right now. I want to welcome you to the dream. I want to welcome you to the VFN Dream Center, because the Lord is setting up cities. He's setting up hubs, apostolic hubs. He's setting up church is not going to even be recognized in the future where we're going, because we're about to be the church of the Bible under the God of the Bible, under the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth to rise up, to bless what presently is, but let go of that to be able to move into what God is going to do, to dive into what God and be a part of it, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFN Dream Center for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can join us on the Emerald Coast if you're local, or you can join us online and be one of our virtual members that join us on VFN TV by going to vinefellowshipnetwork.org every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or approximately, live on VFN Radio. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster, and I just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and just speak a blessing over you and your family and your finance. I just pray that God would just release wisdom over you for the years to come, that the things that you touch, because you honor him with the first fruits, that he would bless you in all that you do, and that he would extend your stakes of your tent, where you can take in even more to be able to help many more people. And I just bless your family this Christmas day. And I pray that you would remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. Just stand strong and realize it's just a few squeaky wheels right now. But if you hold fast and you endure, understand that you will succeed in God. It will happen. And don't buy into the naysayers. Realize this is some of the most exciting days for the church that we've probably the earth has ever seen about to take place. The greatest harvest of souls. And where even children, we're seeing it now, but on the mass scale, are going to be used by God. Where you're going to have them standing up in stadiums or in auditoriums ministering to folks. And just what they're doing, you say, how could that happen? Because they didn't go to divinity school. They didn't go. It's because they heard from God. They're just repeating what they just heard from God. That's how you can do it. That's what Jesus did. Somebody says, well, Jesus didn't have a degree. He was the Son of God. He spent time with his Father, and he didn't do nothing or say nothing unless the Father did it and say it. Now listen, the God I serve is smarter than any university that's ever been established, any high school that's ever been established. As a matter of fact, if I just do what he says, say what he says, and do what he tells me to do, it doesn't matter. And I'm for education, but it just doesn't matter. My words can be very powerful because they're his words. I'm just repeating what he said.
That's right.
So I want to encourage you, Dave, if somebody's convinced you can't serve God because you don't have some sort of certificate hanging on your wall, break loose from that bondage and realize that God used simple fishermen. And that's what really confused the religious folks of that day was how could all my education be for naught, and how could God be with that man or this woman or whatever? Like, come on. He can be with you too if you just let go of your false God, right? Your religion.
That's right.
So we're asking the question, we're continuing to talk about, you know, is New York City, the Babylon, talking about the city of Babylon talked about in Revelation chapter 18. And we want to share with you a couple more dreams and visions that God has given to us. And in the last part, or the last program for today, you're going to hear from David Wilkerson, the man who really labored in this city and anguished over this city and cried out over this city and loved them. And it's a powerful word. And it's just all going to make sense coming together. But one particular word that the Lord has shown about what's about to take place is, you know, great things of mass scale are about to take place in the world. Across the world, this is a world thing going on. But what he's shown us, America is going to experience some great turmoil. Some real tough physical things are going to take place. If you haven't yet heard, you know, it's not just spiritual. It's going to be physical, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to hear that. It's a word of warning. Also, convergence. If you haven't yet heard convergence yet, you need to listen to convergence. It's all these words coming together. But the city of New York fits all the criteria for being Babylon. There's no other city right now in America, in the world, that fits a city like New York City fits Babylon. Mm-hmm. And so maybe, you know, we're going to begin to see what God is showing us in our time. It won't be something in the next generation. It'll be this generation that it comes to pass. But I remember, you know, Marjane Hamilton in the Gulf Coast region, where she heard from the Lord in a dream. The Lord showed her of all the cities. She showed her New York City. And in New York City, there was, she's walking through the city. She's in the city, but this is in a really a night vision type situation. And the city is burned down. It's in ruins. It's in total ruins. And God speaks, has his people there rescuing folks, basically helping going to find this believer and that believer and bringing them out of that region. And it just, it was just total disaster. Her heart was broken over. She was sharing what God has showed her about the city, which confirms exactly what we're seeing about in Revelation chapter 18 about Babylon and some of the things that God has shown us. But also Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
John, talk to us about Sophia, and just give a shout out to Sophia in Jersey.
In Jersey, just talking to this morning. Mm-hmm. Sophia had a dream where she was going to her building in where she lived, and as she was going up in her building, she looked out of a window in, I guess, the hallway, the stair hallway. And as she looked, she saw that there was destruction coming, like a tornado, but there was something that was coming that was going to be serious. And so she finished running up the steps to tell her family members and realized that her daughter and her nephew already caught the bus into the city and they had missed it.
So she saw the storm coming.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what we're talking about now. We're telling you the storm's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then
so you want to warn everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I believe the next part of the dream was she realized that the city was in ruined. And so she's walking through and she's realizing there's just chaos and just destruction and buildings just falling apart and mm-hmm. people weeping. And so she's trying to find, you know, the gathering, the church. She's trying to find this. And she walks into a church building, if you will, where she's there's people there. But when she walked into that setting,
a traditional type.
Right. She walked in, she saw people depressed, they were crying, they were just
broken
and just
devastated.
Yeah, just undone, really.
Right.
And then so she stepped out of there.
I mean, picture what you're saying and what God showed her. You're in at the altar of this old traditional church building. And your whole city's in shambles, all this brokenness and destruction, and you're just broken. But what do you do? I mean, there comes a time, I remember during the five hurricanes that we experienced, that you're so broken. I'm still scarred from that. You just don't know what to do. You just got to, at some point, say, I'm going to move on. That's where they are at this altar. They're thinking everything's destroyed. But she's actually, she's an abiding lady. She's a woman of God. She hears the Lord, And so she's walking by observing all this. Notice that an abider, somebody that abides with Jesus, and if you don't abide with him, we have a plan for you at iabide.org, that she wasn't part of that.
Right.
So what happened when she saw that? She passed by there, and then what happened?
Well, she walked out of there, and she kept walking down this, you know, this road.
Mm-hmm. Looking for the gathering,
looking for us and the church. And she walked into another place, and then she saw the a bunch of the church. You saw all of us there. There was peace. There was calm.
Joy.
She even saw her husband. Made eye contact with me. And it was like, you know, God protected us in the midst of all of this destruction. We were all there together. And it was, you know, a peaceful time. But it was a gathering of people that were all abiders, all people that spend time with God.
It was so powerful. She was looking for the ones that she knew. But there were so many people, because God's got for himself a people that's reserved. And they all found each other. So she's coming into this building thinking she's only going to find the ones that she knows. When she gets in, there are so many people that God reserved for himself that are celebrating and joyful. What did she ask you? She said, you know, where's my fellowship at? And you said, they're in the midst of all these folks.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. You're not the only one, Elijah. There's people that love God all over the place. And when she walked through that door, There were so many people that were, and so just hang on to God. Realize that God's gonna, He's reserved for Himself a people, and He's gonna. It's just a, it's an exciting thing. It's an exciting thing to know that a great heart. I mean, obviously, not the destruction is not exciting. I'm talking about that. But listen, if my whole world stayed together, if my whole world stayed together, and every day was good for me in my flesh, but then I die outside of knowing God, the rest of my life is destruction, eternal damnation. Mm-hmm. If I gain the whole world and lose my soul just because I had no turmoil in my life, doesn't mean that was it was better for me to have turmoil and know and see God and cry out to Him and be saved than to have so much comfort in my life that when I did die, I went to destruction and disaster forever. Listen, there's not a longer disaster than eternal separation from God in the lake of fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, part of that dream, too, is that she actually saw her unsaved husband at the time,
right,
who was there and he had made it. And today he's saved following God in love with the Lord.
That's beautiful. Yeah, and just remember, we're coming to the end of this program. Catch we're gonna, the next program, which is just a few moments, four programs back to back. We are going to talk about a word straight from David Wilkerson sharing. It's going to just this is the Babylon. Whether it's not or not, it is definitely this one. Mm-hmm. And we want to pay attention. And he says, get out. Get out of the city. Get out of the city. Get out of the city. There is life outside of NYC. There's a whole bunch of life. The flyover territory, they call it, is a place that where you can be blessed.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
But I just want to encourage you, if you have not yet found a body of believers, a gathering of ones that are hearing from the Lord and desiring to position ourselves before God for this day, for this season, let me tell you, if you happen to be in the Gulf Coast region, you need to begin to come and seek out Vine Fellowship Network, this dream center that's being developed, an apostolic center to be able to be one of the foundational parts of the many parts that are in America to be able to turn the nation around. But if you can't, if you're not close geographically, you need to begin to join us virtually and join with all the virtual members that are joining us and listening and staying in tune, because we can stay together. So many different ways to connect today through VFN TV, VFN Radio, and every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. on VFN Radio, a live broadcast from a prophetic word just coming out that moment in time from the VFN Dream Center. You need to catch it, be a part of what's going on. There's hope, but you got to get under a message of hope. You got to understand your part. When I read about Dr. Carson's book in America the Beautiful, that the thing, the consistent theme throughout his book, which is really good, but you got to get it. I didn't read it for a long time because I'm thinking, okay, it's going to talk about it, spacious skies, purple seas, and purple mountains and majesty. And it had nothing to do with that. And but one consistent theme, other than, of course, God throughout the book, is sacrifice, personal sacrifice. And if you want to be a part, if you want to be a part of the kingdom of God, a part, a player in the kingdom, if you want to quit being a spectator, if you're ready to get involved and do be a doer of the word, not just a hearer, not an itching ear dictator, demanding from others what you want to hear, but somebody who says, I want to hear from God and I want to be a doer of the word and blessing all that I do. Listen, Vine Fellowship Network, the VFN Dream Center is for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com. Click podcasts.
Restoring the purity in giving. giving without regret. Imagine having a wonderful time of being able to celebrate others and to be able to get them gifts and go through a gift-giving season and it to be all said and done and all you have is good memories. No regret, no debt, no 5 years to pay it off. Listen, we have to get a right perspective of giving again. We have to understand it's supposed to be a good experience. We have to restore the purity in giving today. A special offer available this week to you at VFNTV.com. Just go to the VFNTV.com, click on special offer, an offer of any amount, and it could be yours. I encourage you, get it now, listen to it, so that you can truly restore the purity in giving, and you'll be giving without regret this Christmas season.
You know, there's nothing more frustrating sometimes when you miss something that you wanted to be able to see. And something you couldn't record it, maybe you couldn't get to it. But you know what? Every weekend we're doing things around the yard, or we're doing things, some hobbies, or we're going out visiting people, or whatever it is. We're driving in our cars to different places. Did you know you can catch the entire week's program every weekend for 24 hours, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, all the way to 9 a.m. Central Time Monday morning? It's called Marathon Weekend. It's that week's program playing back to back. Don't miss it.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, Greg Lancaster, and you are listening to VFN Radio and or watching us on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network. I want to say hello to you out there in the nation and around the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
We are sharing with you dreams and visions and asking the question in these four programs back to back today, is New York City the Babylon spoke about in Revelation chapter 18? And at this particular point, just based on the text and the limited knowledge that we have, yes. Secondly, in the dreams and the vision and the word that God gave us, oh my goodness. And thirdly, so what do you do with this? You just go get out of the city, preach the gospel, be Jonah, give them a chance, let them know that God loves them. God's got a plan for their life, but write it on the back of your shirt as you're walking out of the city. You know, you are assigned to them that we need to do something to turn to God.
EZ12.org.
If you haven't seen it yet, you know, we are assigned to you and you could be assigned to them. And God does not want things to be destroyed. But he also doesn't want you to be destroyed forever in eternity. That's why he gave his son, so that you can be saved. And so we're going to continue that talk today. And what we're going to be talking about is hearing firsthand from David Wilkerson as he shares the prophecy over New York, because he anguished. And you've heard us talk about, and you can find out, go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch. And just type in the word anguish or David Wilkerson. You'll hear him have this deep, twisting anguish over the sin, our sin, and the sin of the nation, and the sin of New York, and his passionate love to this last moment. And recently, the Lord has taken him to go be with him, and I believe it, so he didn't have to see this. What a loving God. Because he saw it, and saw it, and lived through it, and lived through it, and lived through it, and saw it, and lived through it, and I could tell you from my experiences, I've seen things and lived through it and seen things and lived through it. And it's real weird, because when you're moving prophetically and God's revealing things to you, based on my experience, he's showing you things that are just destroying you on the inside, and you're just weeping and depressed and so sad, and you're telling people, but since they are not presently seeing what you're seeing, and they're actually doing the very things that God's saying he's going to deal with, and they don't see any clue that this kind of stuff's going to happen, they think you're crazy. They think you're just always, all you talk about is, you know, Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, he's going to turn the father's hearts to the children and children to the fathers, or else he's going to smite the earth with a curse. Yada, yada, yada. We've heard you. We've heard that. Yeah. See what's happened since 2008? Now we are up in these years. It's like continually happening. And so we have to turn our hearts. And then all of a sudden, you'll all of a sudden see that prophet who lived through all that brokenness and stuff, all of a sudden start getting a release. So when everybody else starts weeping, then the prophet who's already wept already and was broken already, and God puts a mark on, those who were broken over the situation, is what he says. And when that comes, he doesn't touch the ones with the mark. On, not the mark of the beast. We're talking about the mark of intercessors and those that are God's possessive, God's people. And it's like, so all of a sudden they're like happy. So why are you so happy? Did you see the destruction? Well, he tells us then in Revelation chapter 18, verse 20, that we're supposed to rejoice that this happened. Just rejoice. You know, it's done. They just said, no, it would never happen. They would just dead set on not going after God and not turning their hearts over to God. As a matter of fact, they even brought out, Jonathan Kahn has a book called Harbingers that deals systematically with what New York has done. And it's just screaming, going, you're going to be dealt with. You're going to be dealt with. And then the people are prophesying back to God. I know. Look how much agreement we are. Right. Blindly, we're prophesying to ourselves.
Wow.
With hone stones, we'll build that. We'll put that the sycamore tree and all the things that you hear Kahn talk about. And that our biblical warning signs taking place. Well, here we are at this day. And the very fact that this is I can tell you from my experience, that I have this reprieve, that I have a reprieve in my spirit, you know, what makes me think is like, watch out. Because the intercession's done taking place. People have anguished over you. People have cried out. People have done everything they could do before God. And that's what God wants. God looks for somebody who will stand in the gap so he does not have to allow destruction. And he said he couldn't find one. But there's been many people that have anguished. But all of a sudden when he says, okay, all right, forget it. You know, we've done everything we could do. I saw you intercede for them. You know, just, you know, Abraham, get Lot and his few out. We're going to deal with the city. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. I mean, so there's timings to everything. And you can't think, well, God's going to cry forever. He's not going to cry forever. And there's going to come a time he'll look at Samuel and say, Samuel, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. I was using you to tell them what they were doing. This doesn't have to do with you. I love them and I have a plan for their life and they've rejected me. Now give them what they want. This is what happened. And so here we are. I want you to hear then. In the context of this, because we're asking the question, you know, yes, it does line up almost verbatim. Every single word lines up with Revelation chapter 18 about New York City, the United Nations, the kings, the merchants, the factories, the music, the musicians, everything. And the world has gotten drunk on her luxuries. And yes, and even her slaves, because today these merchants, these leading merchants are getting their products made by people of other nations. And the reason why we're getting such a good price, we've got to ask, where does this come from? Who makes this shirt? And how well are they taken care of? Because I do not want to have their blood on my hands. I do not want to get a good deal because they got a bad deal. Mm-hmm. Remember the deal?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully that's a related article here. You know, people trying to seek the deal, calling themselves Christians while they're doing somebody in the context of that. But just as here, I want you to soften your hearts right now. I want you to listen in the context of all that we said. What did the prophet who was in New York City, David Wilkerson, who had a church in Times Square, who bled on the streets of New York and cried out, and Nikki Cruz is his witness and many others, what did he say what's about to happen to New York City? David Wilkerson.
God has always judged societies. We're being slapped. I don't know why America doesn't wait. We're being slapped on the wrist. California is being shaken from one end to another. Earthquakes, black economic hole. We're having tornadoes. We're having hurricanes and billions of dollars. And nobody's listening. Everybody says, well, God wouldn't do that. These are love calls. These are mercy calls. Wake up before a true judgment comes for having turned away from everything that is righteous and holy. I stood in this pulpit a few weeks ago, and it took every bit of Holy Ghost courage he could give me to say what I had to say, but I have felt this for weeks. I believe that New York City is in for 30 days of chastisement, such as America has never seen, any American city. I see at least 1,000 fires burning in every borough, every business that's on
the brink right now of deciding whether to move out of the city. We'll move. There's a hemorrhage already. The economic base is collapsing. We're a third world city already. I don't care what Mayor Dinkins says. It's a third world city. We have a murder every hour on the hour now, major crime every 20 seconds. This is murder city, and I believe that we're going to see such chaos and anarchy in New York City coming. I don't know when, but I don't think it's too far off, and I don't know what's going to set it off. There'll be no planes, trains, anything coming to this city for probably 2 weeks. And all those who have money and are able will escape. And New York City, our crown city, because of its absolute rebellion against God, its absolute sinfulness and wickedness, is going to be chastised. And this is God. He could have sent hydrogen bombs from Russia before this that society collapsed and wiped us off the map. But no, he gives us warnings. He slaps our wrist and said, look, I'm talking to you. And that's what AIDS is. It's a message. All of these calamities, they're messages. And God's saying, wake up.
It's amazing that this man of God, and again, warned again and again about the coming disaster for New York City. And the question that he had, and that we have too, is why aren't you seeing these signs? Why didn't Katrina, bring purity to mm-hmm. us? Why didn't laughter, when it blew over the GOP trying to pick some leader down in South Florida, why didn't that do something to us? When they booed God being and part of our platform of our leaders and booed Jerusalem being the capital of Israel, and we did nothing? When the Russian fleet was behind our people as we chose our leaders and we did nothing? Why Israel's being surrounded as we speak and we do nothing? Mm-hmm. While we provoke the enemies of God, the enemies of Israel, and fuel them to the point of allowing them to get nuclear power and legitimizing them? While we turn over the United Arab League over to the leadership of President Putin, the king of Russia, over and over and over again, and you don't even wake up. You don't even wake up. And listen, this is what they said. This is what they said. These towers fell, and they come to Jesus, and they said, did these towers fall because they were bad? And right now, if you're thinking, well, this is New York's problem, you know, God's going to deal with New York, you have to understand, this is what Jesus said. Unless you repent, you're not going to be saved. You're going to burn in hell. And it's like, how did that have to do with anything with the Twin Towers? Mm-hmm. The towers that fell. And this is a sign to us that life is not forever. We are them outside of him. We are New York. We're all mm-hmm. New York. Mm-hmm. We're the ones that listen to the music. We're the ones that watch the movie. We're the ones that buy the clothes. We're the ones that get the discount at Walmart. We're the ones. It's us. And they're gathering all the wealth up in the context of that. So when you're looking and hearing about what's taking place at any moment now, according to Revelation chapter 18, we got to say, dear God, this is how you feel about my sin. This is how you feel about what I've done wrong. I've drank of this. I've taken of this. I bragged about the deals I got that was built on the slaves of the Asian folks who were working in the factories overnight under a taskmaster, making me a product that I can afford the highest whatever to get it for such a low price. And now we stampede each other trying to get those deals. On Thanksgiving Day, on Black Friday, Christmas, and everything. It's like, what have we done? Mm. We have been seduced. We are just like the folks that looked upon, the kings that looked upon Babylon and said, I got drunk on your stuff, your luxuries. And now America's drunk. America is drunk on all these, in her lusts over all the things that this great city has pushed out to us. And we won't even tell them, no, not even when they say openly, we don't want Jesus in our media. We don't want people who stand up and say Jesus Christ is Lord anywhere near our media. We don't want anybody who reads the Bible anywhere near our music. We don't want all these different things. They're pushing you out. And they curse God continually. And you still embrace their luxuries. Listen, we are them. This is a sign to us. And we come back from this break. You got to hear what's next.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right, VFNTV and the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved, that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. And you're very thankful, you're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else, you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books, they got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved. Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, wish all you wonderful viewers and listeners today a very Merry Christmas. Pray a blessing over your family. Remember, he is the reason for the season. Our great shepherd who leads us into truth for his name's sake. And as we're closing out this conversation about, is New York City assigned to us? Is New York City the Revelation 18 Babylon that we actually see? And it's amazing what criteria it is. But first I want to say this in Proverbs chapter 1. This is what the Word of God says. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20, he says, wisdom calls aloud in the street. She raises her voice in the public square. At the head of the noisy street, she cries out. In the gateways of the city, she makes her speech. How long will you simple ones love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart. I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. But since you rejected when I called and no one gave heed when I stretched out my hand, Since you ignored all my advice and would not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me and I will not answer. They will look for me but will not find me, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke. They will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of the fools will destroy them. But whoever listens today to this warning, what we're saying, but whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Let's hear one more time. Revelation 18, but done in a total different way.
After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. With a mighty voice, he shouted,
"Fallen! Fallen is Babylon the Great! She has become a dwelling for demons, and a haunt for every impure spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detestable animal. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries."
Then I heard another voice from heaven say,
"Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Give back to her as she has given. Pay her back double for what she has done. Pour her a double portion from her own cup. Give her as much torment and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself. In her heart she boasts, 'I sit enthroned as queen. I am not a widow. I will never mourn.' Therefore, in one day, her plagues will overtake her: death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her. When the kings of the earth, who committed adultery with her and shared her luxury, see the smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her. Terrified at her torment, they will stand far off and cry, 'Woe! Woe to you, great city, you mighty city of Babylon! In one hour, your doom has come.' The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, and scarlet cloth, every sort of citron wood, and articles of every kind made of ivory, costly wood, bronze, iron, and marble, cargoes of cinnamon and spice, of incense, myrrh, and frankincense, of wine and olive oil, of fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and carriages, and human beings sold as slaves. They will say, 'The fruit you longed for is gone from you. All your luxury and splendor have vanished, never to be recovered.' The merchants who sold these things and gained their wealth from her will stand far off, terrified at her torment. They will weep and mourn and cry out, 'Woe! Woe to you, great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. In one hour, such great wealth has been brought to ruin. Every sea captain and all who travel by ship, the sailors and all who earn their living from the sea, will stand far off. When they see the smoke of her burning, they will exclaim, 'Was there ever a city like this great city?' They will throw dust on their heads and with weeping and mourning cry out, 'Woe! woe to you, great city, where all who had ships on the sea became rich through her wealth. In 1 hour, she has been brought to ruin. Rejoice over her, you heavens. Rejoice, you people of God. Rejoice, apostles and prophets. For God has judged her with the judgment she imposed on you.
Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a large millstone and threw it into the sea and said,
with such violence the great city of Babylon will be thrown down, never to be found again. The music of harpists and musicians, pipers and trumpeters will never be heard in you again. No worker of any trade will ever be found in you again. The sound of a millstone will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again. Your merchants were the world's important people. By your magic spell, all the nations were led astray. In her was found the blood of prophets and of God's holy people, of all who have been slaughtered on the earth.
It is truly Babylon, the only city on the face of the earth. This is the question. Do you have this city in your heart? Are you seduced by her luxuries? Do you lust for more? Do you want to be a millionaire so bad? Do you want her things and her stuff and her music and her movies and all the things she has to offer? Or do you want Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life? You can meet him today. You can say, Jesus, I want you. Go to meetmyfather.org. God loves you. God's provided a way out, but it's only through his son, through Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our stories, how you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, because we shared our own testimonies. Because I once was a New Yorker. I once had that mindset, but now I said, you know, I want to be in the city of God. How about you? Today is the day. And if you are, I encourage you, get out of the city. I would leave the city and watch from a distance or don't even look back at all.
We want to give a special thanks to our sponsors and our partners. Visit VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, we even have a map. We want to thank all of our sponsors and our partners. Become a partner today. Listen, your financial gifts, your sowing, partnering with us, helps us to take the gospel all around the world. Let's do this together. Let's keep the conversation light. VFNTV.com, partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.